Good morning, and welcome to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. I am Cody Jones. I'm the director of music. Pastor Andrew is out of town this week, and we miss him, but I'm glad that we can be together. Just a few orders of business before we get started. I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our team back here who makes everything work each Sunday, Ed and his team. So, you may think this is hokey, but I don't really care. Let's give them a honk of gratitude. All right, there we go. There we go. Thank you, gentlemen, for your help. And I am so glad you're here. I am especially thankful that we get to be together every single week. At first, I wasn't sure how this would work, gathering each week. But I think it's been wonderful to see your faces. It's been wonderful for us to be in the routine. And so, with that said, let's get started. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference, and we do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us now live in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A reading from Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right. Children, if you are out there, give me a big wave. I'm looking for you. All right, I see a few waves. Oh, there's some waves. All right. So, boys and girls, I want you to listen closely because this is for you. Most of us have been to a birthday party, whether we're a big kid or a little kid. And I want you to imagine, the kingdom of God is like a birthday party. Now, that may sound a little strange. And kids, sometimes we have this children's time because we think that kids need to hear the gospel in a different way. But we're kind of fooling you because the adults need to hear the gospel in a different way too. The kingdom of God is like a birthday party, only this birthday party, everybody is invited. And the birthday kid is making sure that everybody has enough cake, has enough ice cream, enough potato chips, enough to drink. And this kid is circulating and making sure everybody has enough. The birthday kid makes sure that everyone is included in the games. And if there's a pony, everybody gets as many rides as they want. This isn't because the birthday kid wants to show off or celebrate their own birthday, but they want to celebrate everyone at the party. They mean something to this birthday kid, and no matter what they look like or sound like or smell like, they are an important part of the party to this birthday kid. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus, boys and girls. Everyone is invited. Sometimes we think that some people shouldn't be invited. Maybe by the way they look, or the way they act, or the way they smell. And then here's a secret for everybody here. Sometimes people don't want us invited. But that's not God's kingdom. God invites everyone to the party, and we must remember this. No matter how we feel about others, they are invited to the party. And no matter how we feel about ourselves sometimes, we also are invited. And if God's kingdom is like this birthday party, let's always work hard to make others feel like they are an important part of God's kingdom. That's the message for you, boys and girls, young and old. The kingdom of God is like a birthday party. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that your kingdom is like a birthday party. And no matter what our age, we pray that we always work to make everyone feel invited. And when we don't feel invited ourselves, that we are open to others and their love for us. Amen. All right, I bet you thought you were off the hook. Here's the adult sermon, but it's for everybody. Imagine explaining your faith to someone who didn't know about Christianity. You would likely give them the stories of the faith in broad strokes, right? The virgin birth, the baby in the manger, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection. Those are the big things, right? There's also the miracles. And I bet if you were to name a miracle, one of the first ones you would name would be the feeding of the 5,000, right? But really, it wasn't just 5,000. It was more like 15 or 20,000 because the gospel writers left out the women and the children. So a lot of people were fed that day. Of the miracles we as Christians mention, this has to be near the top. It's one that we've heard about since our Sunday school days, and it ranks high in our collective memory. Now, I want to tell you a little story, and I want you to listen closely. My wife and I have been married for almost 11 years. One thing we love to do more than almost anything is to have people over for dinner. Our first dinner guest was the pastor who married us. We were living in Hickory, North Carolina, and had just gotten married and had been away on a trip. Because we got married in December, Christmas and all the busyness that accompanies that time of year, on top of getting married and starting a life together, left our small apartment just a little bit messy. We worked all day to clean things up. I vacuumed every soft surface while Meredith prepared what I'm sure was a delightful meal. We set the table while noticing just a few more things just sitting around. And I know you probably have never done this, but we gathered up those things, those stray items, and stuffed them into our bedroom closet, thinking that on a tour of our new apartment together, no one would need to see the bedroom closet. We lit candles and we laid out our new cloth napkins we were so proud of. We turned the light on in our new antique corner hutch that came from West Virginia just a few months earlier. I can't remember, but I imagine I put on some music. And if I think about that time in my life, I could probably tell you just the kind of music I put on. Maybe something to reflect the time of year. I played with the lights to make sure the lighting reflected a warm and welcoming ambience. When it came to having our first dinner guest, no detail was spared. The pastor arrived and we sat and we had a fine meal. I wish I could remember what it was that we ate. We talked as the candles burned, and nothing but future possibilities reigned in that conversation. Barely any memories could be discussed, save for the snowy wedding just a few days before. We retired to the sofa in the living room and talked some more. We shared a dessert, and before we knew it, I was getting the pastor's coat and we were seeing him out the door. Closing the door behind him, we breathed that sigh of contentment of full bellies and full hearts. And this has been our habit for over a decade now. The venues have changed a few times. We've learned which wines we like, which candles drip more than others, which china for which occasion. We keep the water pitcher close so that no one's glass has to go below half. I do some cooking and baking, but nothing compares to the miracle of hospitality that is Meredith's cooking. Sitting there and talking, watching the candles burn, each year there are more memories to share and friendships that grow deeper and stronger through good food and intentional hospitality. These are the personal experiences that help me to identify with the text for today. There is a lot about the Bible that is confusing and, dare I say, delightfully contradictory. But I urge you to see today's text in light of abundant and unconditional hospitality. In fact, if you start at the beginning of Scripture and read it like you would a good novel, not necessarily trying to get every story or get every character, you would see that hospitality is a central theme of creative order. So let me say that one more time. If you were to take the Bible and read it like you would a good novel, I challenge you to do that. It won't take you a week. It'll take you a little more than a week. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years. If you were to read it and not necessarily try to get every single little thing, but look for the broad strokes, the big themes, you would see that hospitality is a central theme of God's creative order. We think that we have figured out God in some way, so that gives us the right to draw lines between us and other people. We're not the only ones to do this. In fact, God has a way of regularly admonishing the people of Israel for doing the very same thing. But isn't it God in the creation story who fashions a universe out of nothing and creates a sustainable, hospitable garden for the world's first inhabitants? Isn't it Abraham who was blessed, not for the sake of being blessed, but for the sake of blessing other people? Welcoming the stranger among the people of Israel is a regular refrain in the law of Moses. The message of the later prophets like Elijah and Isaiah and Jeremiah is not just for Israel, but for all people, all who thirst, all who are hungry. And Jesus, the prophet in whom the law of hospitality is fulfilled, when he comes, he does not establish his kingdom with a library of volumes of wisdom that we will never understand. In the simplest form, listen, he establishes kingdom with a meal. Think about that. Jesus establishes the kingdom with a meal. And it is this meal that we see in our texts for today, and later in the upper room, and later in the homes of the apostles and Jesus' followers, and later in the cathedrals and parishes all over the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. This is the meal we see each week in our coming together. Jesus takes bread, blesses it, breaks it for all, and gives it to them in the hands of his disciples, without reservation or qualification. In the kingdom of Jesus, no one is illegal or off limits. It's only later, when the church starts making up rules that govern the meal, that the lines of who belong and who does not belong become clearer and more limiting. My thoughts today are just that. They're just thoughts. You can take them or leave them, but my hope is that you will think just for a few minutes about being that disciple who gives the bread away in our story of the feeding of the 5,000 or the 15,000 or 20,000. Jesus gave the bread to his disciples to feed that multitude. He gave freely. Do we give freely? The table at which we break bread each week in the name of the risen Lord is not, in fact, our table. It is not the table of Good Shepherd. It's not the table of the ELCA, but it is the table of that risen Lord Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who fed without reservation or qualification. We need to look at Jesus' example, not only so that we can follow his model, but also to see our own sin of being inhospitable. Who have we turned away, even in our thoughts? Who does not have a place at the table of our own minds? How often have we thought about those people and the way they act or talk or how they worship? I believe that God calls us to repent, not to wallow in guilt or feelings of inadequacy. If we see our sin, we see it, we repent, we move on. This is the work that God has called us to do. We are to be that welcoming force in the world, and how our world desperately needs it. Our hospitality is our message. Our table is our creed. Our theology is the people that we welcome. I'm going to repeat that. Our theology is the people that we welcome. Taking, breaking, blessing, and giving to all people. It wasn't long after the pastor left that night, over a decade ago, that we were inviting other people to our home. Sometimes the occasion was less formal than the others. There was that time when I read 2 cups of milk in a recipe when it was actually just 2/3 of 1 cup. And our guests were waiting. Our welcoming may be clumsy. I invite you to be clumsy with your welcoming. Our hospitality may stumble from time to time. I give you the invitation to stumble from time to time. But it is our call to continue to grow in our welcoming, to accept our mistakes, to repent, and move on. Welcome the stranger, allowing yourselves to be the stranger from time to time. Welcome and be welcomed, ever growing, ever seeking, ever engaging. Spare no detail. Check the water glasses. Serve their plates before you serve your own. Make sure they have enough. Rinse, repeat, and in the name of Jesus, repeat. Amen.
So
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. You take resources that appear to be meager, bless them, and there is enough. May your church trust that what you bless and ask us to share with the world is abundantly sufficient. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your bountiful creation offers sustenance and life for all creatures. Protect this abundance for the well-being of all. Reverse the damage we have caused your creation. Replenish groundwater supplies. Provide needed rains in places of drought, and protect forests from wildfires. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You offer yourself to all nations and peoples of the earth, inviting everyone to abundant life. Bring the prophetic vision to fullness, that all nations will run to you, and that all nations who do not know you will find their joy in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You open your hand wide and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Hear the anguish of tender hearts who cry to you in suffering and satisfy their deepest needs. Bring wholeness and healing to those who suffer in body, heart, soul, and mind, especially those we remember in our hearts and say on our lips. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You offer freely the fullness of salvation. Give Good Shepherd Lutheran Church such a warm and welcoming and hospitable heart that our words and actions may extend your free and abundant hospitality to all whom we encounter. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You gather your saints as one, united in the body of Jesus. Bring us with all your saints to the heavenly banquet. We remember with love and thanksgiving those saints who have gone before. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. I invite you to share a sign of peace by waving to your neighbor or sending a quick text message. Now, let us give thanks for God's word that we got to celebrate today, that we got to share and reflect together. Let's turn our hearts once again to prayer and give thanks for God's word. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word, you called your people Israel, to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior taught us to pray, let us boldly pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever. Amen. With a renewed sense of hospitality, Christ is with you.